My guest, Joel Kotkin, author, writer, columnist, more on TV than I am, is here with us today. We covered a lot of California politics, but something he wrote caught my attention last month. He wrote a piece for the LA Times, and it really hit me. For disclosure, we're recording this December 14th, 2025. So if something happens by the time you hear this, well, we weren't aware of it. But what happened recently with Australia, with Jews and Hanukkah, celebrating Hanukkah, just murdered. And just a month ago, Joel wrote a piece that you could find in the LA Times called California Once Was an Earthly Paradise for Jews. Is it still? And that column really hit me hard because I've been watching college campuses, and it's fine to criticize the government of Israel. The government of Israel is not perfect. It's all good, but I was just mortified to see the protesters rail against just Jewish students, American students going to class, professors. It just became obscene. And I read the LA Times. You read an article about the war in Gaza. They end every piece with, oh yeah, on October 7th, 1,200 people were killed. They don't say slaughtered, murdered, raped, beheaded. It's just gloss it right over. I feel horrible for all the citizens, that it's war going on. But what's going on in California with Jews? What do you see?
Well, there was also a one incident or today already here in California. So, well, here's the basic bottom line. Like everywhere else, Jews coming to the United States from mostly from Europe were, they were discriminated against, but much less so than in Europe. And California, they were discriminated even less, in part because, California needed as many able-bodied people as it could get. And to be blunt about it, they were happy for anybody who could speak English and who might be European as opposed from Mexico. That's the reality, or Native American. So Jews went very quickly into the establishment of California in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in parts of the Central Valley.
What time frame are you talking about, roughly?
We're talking about throughout the 19th century. Then in the early 20th century, there was a resurgence of anti-Semitism as more people from the Midwest came, and they brought with them attitudes that were not particularly friendly towards Jews. So Jews started getting excluded from clubs that they had been members of. I think then I think starting in the 20s, 30s, 40s, Jews basically went, they sort of, the old, hit it where they ain't. The Jews went into things that nobody else was doing, the entertainment industry, the garment industry, there's some functions in banking that were not being done enough by the Gentile population. And so they did very well. California Jews are overall a fairly affluent group, very well educated, very connected politically. One time we even had two Jewish senators, and in the LA City Council, you normally would have four or five Jews on the city council. That power has been going down as, although the Jewish population has not declined as it has in New York, the percentage of people who are Jewish relative to the other populations has dropped a bit. And one of the big problems that you now have is the Jewish population is getting older. Young Jewish people, like everybody else, is saying, like young Latinos and young Asians and young, Gentiles of every kind, they're 35, 40 years old. And unless you've got a dad or a mom who can write a big check, If you want to buy a house, if you want to live a middle class life, you got to go somewhere else. So there's been a big reduction in the young population, young Jewish population. And that, I think that's really a big problem.
So just like every other group in California striving to, be the middle class, two kids and a dog and a
And
picket fence.
a huge percentage of Jews who came to California in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s got, they really did incredibly well. Even people who were, draftsmen or mechanics, or they did well. And of course, in terms of real estate, as a good friend of mine once said, a chimpanzee could make money in LA real estate, and many did. All you got to do is, somebody, their father bought a shopping center in Woodland Hills 40 years ago. It's probably increased in value 20 times. So the problem is that the younger Jews have a very different situation. A, they have the economics, and then there's this increasingly anti-Semitic force on the college campuses. The teachers, the education system has been basically taken over by people who are very anti-Israel. I think.
It's one thing to have an argument with the government of Israel, but then it seems to just morph into anti-Semitism.
Well, what it does is it goes from criticizing the government of Israel to excusing Hamas to then saying anybody who has any affiliation with Israel, well, you know what? Frankly, if you're Jewish, you're affiliated with Israel. 85% of American Jews are supporters of Israel, because they're not saying Israel needs to do this and this. No, what they're saying is Israel shouldn't exist.
They should exist, yes.
And if Israel shouldn't exist, I'm sure Hamas will be very kind to the Jewish people who live there.
I
You
don't
know damn
understand
well.
why people don't more acknowledge Hamas and who they what have they done for the Palestinians for 20 years? They built tunnels, they didn't build schools and hospitals.
Well, the bottom line is that that the population is really become very, very ignorant, because of in part because of the way the media has covered this, and not just the LA Times, but the New York Times, CNN. Frankly, the only good coverage is coming from more the center or center right.
I know what you're saying. It's, I'm not religious. I was born Jewish. I'm part of a tribe. It feels very isolating sometimes when you just open up the paper. And I'm glad we could touch on that topic. My guest has been Joel Kotkin, a writer, columnist, author. You can find him online. He's written some great books. And Joel, always good to talk to you. I really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.